People's Choice, Human Rights Radio. This is Lango. This is Banner Kentucky, and we're going to share with you all on the internet here some work that we did here in the criminal enterprise called Springfield to further our humble effort here to help our people kind of like resolve the dilemma of not being made aware of what's going on around here in the real sense. And one of the things we've done is over time here at Human Rights Radio, we've found ourselves obviously in confrontation with different representatives of this beast government that always want to like you know, remind us that you know we were not brung here to be thinking for ourselves, but we were brung here to be they servants and stuff like that, be they come up. And it's one thing we want you to take note of what we're going to share with you in the series we're going to call Evolution to Revolution. And that basically means growth to change, because you're going to have to grow, because change is going to come, and if you don't grow, you don't have to, you know, but you won't be around. So we call it in the series Evolution to Change. And one of the things we did was we took tape recorder everywhere we went as we was learned about the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense doing stuff like that. But since we had a transmitter, a lot of times we would just play the confrontations for the people over the air. And then like April the 18th, 1996, being one of the last families still in the concentration camp called the Hayes Home here in the criminal enterprise called Springfield, we said we'd take a bunch of those tapes that we had collected over the years and do a three-hour reggae show and simply sample the sounds over the top of those, the reggae music. And what we want folks to pay particular attention to is that at the time we were collecting this kind of sounds, folks were fully aware that we were going to record them, and they were fully aware that we were going to play it for people to hear. And so think about the problems that the average African captive undergoes in this land every day, who they are certain don't have a recorder, who they are certain don't have anywhere to take it to. You know what I'm saying? After a while here in the criminal enterprise called Springfield, folks know if you have a confrontation and you record it, you can get it played, you know, here at Human Rights Radio, you dig? And so, but we took some of the ones, well, we never could get them all in, but we took some of them that we could get in a three-hour thing, and we called this particular a program we're going to share with you. The first one is going to be called 7 Years of Sounds. And again, it was like April 18th, 1996. And please pay attention to the fact that there are so many people out there being abused and misused and suffering human abuse and misuse, and nobody ever hears about them. So if they were so bold and so intent on upholding this crooked system, that they was coming to us like they was, and the sounds that you're gonna hear are actual confrontations, you know. Everything was like, I can't, you know. I guess a lot of times I was like, I wasn't really relating to the fact that they were still bringing the intact with the tape recorder on. Because in the first days before the station, we had tried to use tape recorders with our organization back in the day called the Tenants' Rights Association. And folks, they were not staying in confrontation. But when we got the radio station, it seemed like more of them representing the system stayed in the confrontation. I guess they, in a way of thinking, they was gonna like win it. So they was like, hey. And then when they play it, we gonna look all good. But they didn't ever come out that way. So we want you to listen to this, the first one. And then, you know, as time goes on, we're gonna do some. This one again was done in 96. So there's a lot of things that happened after 96 that won't be in this one. And then over time, we did like two more that we got done as we do this little talk here. And we're going to be doing some more, including some, you know, 98, 99, 2000. Whoa, 2000 was the year. We got some good tape from 2000, of course, as they prepared to attack us before the fall. You know, there was all kind of things that went down that we could share with you that we knew. And we smiling, man. All right, well, you know, it's been good sharing our humble effort here with you. And we hope it inspires you to move to the next level in your own struggles, because it's only by struggling against what's wrong that you're going to get, you know, a clue on what's right. You know what I'm saying? If you're rolling with what's wrong, that's all you're going to know. And if you think I'm tripping, try it. Try it. You're going to see. And it's real. If you seek the truth, you can find the truth. Okay? So hope you, you know, find some inspiration in this we call 7 Years of Sound as we begin the series we call Evolution to Revolution. You know? And you know, if you want to use this for your own in some other places, feel free, because we don't do nothing that belongs to us. Everything we do belongs to the Creator. And so if you find something in our work that we do that you want to share with other people as a, you know, for whatever, you know, you can even try to bring us down with sharing it with the people. We don't care, you know, because we know it ain't going to work, you know what I'm saying? But for whatever you find us doing, it's for you to share in any way you see fit that will help us and help us, and I mean us in this human patriot movement that is trying to get, do our part to get our come arounds to be better than this fool would like them to be. So, you know, from the family here in the criminal enterprise called Springfield and from the Human Rights Radio Network family, we'd be in Bannock and Taco, Zalango.